gather together in the last days. I want to talk to you about the power and necessity of corporately gathering together in order to engage in intercessory prayer. In the book of Genesis chapter 49, we see Yaakov, Jacob's last words to his sons. In verse 1, the Bible says, "And Jacob called his sons and said, 'Gather together, that I may tell you what shall befall you in the last days.'" I believe that it is greatly pressed upon our Heavenly Father's heart that the believers would join together corporately and pray. It is time that the church goes back to the roots of the church. Please turn with me to the book of Acts chapter 2. In verses 42 through 43, the Bible says, "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and the breaking of bread and in prayers. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles." The early church gathered together in various homes. They studied the word together. They had fellowship together. They ate together, and they prayed together. Then it says in verse 43 that many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. The Heavenly Father is looking for people who desire to come together in one accord, in agreement, so that the Holy Spirit can empower them. Corporate intercession is a strategic time for us to seek and ask the Lord to move us into higher levels of the supernatural, breakthrough strategies, open and close the doors in our lives, our families' lives, the churches, the youth. Corporate intercession is a time to worship the Lord, to share with one another, to make kingdom declarations, and to prophesy. When we align our thoughts with the Heavenly Father and get inside His heart and then make kingdom declarations that align with His thoughts, His heart, His will, we will see miracles in our lives, our families, our cities, and our nations. There's no denying the miracles that the United States need right now. Come on, let's join together right now. Get into the heart of our Father. Find out what's on His mind, and then let's make some kingdom declarations together. Let me give you the process. We're going to ask the Lord what's on His heart, either in your earthly language or your spiritual language. We're then going to make kingdom declarations that align with His will. When I'm declaring, you're going to be agreeing. And then when you're declaring with the heart of the Father, I'm going to be agreeing with you. I want you to feel the power release as the kingdom of God invades earth when we make kingdom declarations that align with the will of the Father. Let's find out what's on the Lord's heart. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we declare that the gay marriage movement will not prevail. It is an abomination before you, Lord, and we declare justice. We declare light. Open their eyes, Lord. Save their souls, Lord. We declare this in the name of Jesus. Now you make a declaration of whatever the Lord has laid on your heart. Bless you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Release your kingdom, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now my turn. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare that Obama's eyes will be open to the sin and devastation and destruction of abortion. Killing a child in the womb is everything against your will, Lord. Jesus says that He came to bring life and life abundantly, and abortion is contradictory to your will. So we declare that His eyes will be opened, and we pray blessings upon Him and upon this nation. We declare this in the name of Jesus Christ. Your turn. Yes, Lord. Lord, release Your Spirit. Open eyes, soften hearts, Lord. My turn. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just ask You, we beg You that You will draw people closer to You, that people will turn their backs on doing the evil, abominable things and turn to You. Your word says that if we draw closer to You, You will draw closer to us. And so may we draw closer to You, Lord. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Let's thank the Lord together. Lord, we thank You. We just ask that You would draw us near to You, that this nation would humble themselves. As Your word says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and I will lift you up. Lord, we just declare this over this nation. Thank You, Lord. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.